I'm Samantha Mollen.
And I'm Kati Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But you do too.
We're back. I am so angry with Samantha right
now. Kati Kreischer.
And I brought the Starbucks today, thank God.
Don't worry about it. Thank you for the Starbucks.
Anytime.
It's really
delicious. Perfect, isn't it?
Last time I got a Starbucks, I made a few fatal flaws. First being that I got you like 6 pumps of sugar when you requested one. And then second being that my third drink decided to
spill everywhere.
Yeah.
This could
the
be like
popped off.
We
and
could
the
have
the entire drink spilled on the floor of my car.
So, do you usually drink a coffee and then chase it with this 32 ounce tea? Because I feel like I have a panic attack in the chamber waiting for me.
Yeah, that's my move. I do. Well, I either do an iced Americano, or like a macchiato, which is just a few shots and like a little bit of foam. For like a
that's
little
disgusting. I don't like that.
For like a little like kick in the ass. Mm-mm. And then I get this huge iced passion tea, but there's no caffeine in it.
Yeah, there is.
In this?
Yes.
No.
100% there is. No. I asked the barista.
There's not.
There is.
It's caffeine free.
Are you sure?
100% sure.
Okay.
I drank it while I was like pregnant. No, I'm telling you.
We also drank alcohol when we were pregnant.
I'm telling you right now. I will look this up right now. Iced passion tea. Anyways, uncaffeinated, unsweetened, and it's very refreshing. And it also has hibiscus, which is supposed to lower your blood pressure.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For reals. For realsies.
Last time we met, we were talking about The Idol.
I know. And
Samantha,
you haven't seen it yet. And so
seen
I needed to do you to do some recon and give me your feedback.
I have people coming at me at all angles talking about the fucking Idol.
Do you?
Oh my God.
So it's not
how
just
grotesque
me.
It is. How filthy. Toilet paper for women. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then Sam asked me to watch at least one episode. One episode turned into 6 last night, going to bed at 1:30 in the morning. And I really liked it. Not going to lie.
I called you at like, what time
I started
was that? Like
4
p.m.
It was 4.
3 or something. 4. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? You're like, well, I'm watching this so I can like weigh in on my thoughts. And I was like, okay, cool. Thinking you were just going to like dip your toe in.
Nope.
And then you're like, this morning, you're like, I was up till 1. I'm like, why? You're like, I finished the whole show.
I hate you.
I'm really impressed with your commitment.
I mean, there are weird moments, you know? The rat tail didn't bother me. Is that weird?
Oh, my God. You of all people?
Like, when he, like, brushed out his hair and had, like, the full ponytail, I was like, that's a lot better.
Really? I didn't go that far.
You didn't get that far. But he loosens up a little bit. I mean, it's so sexual that you just go, okay, enough already. We get it. You guys are attracted
to each other. Did it turn
you on? No.
No, it didn't?
No. And he's not, like, a con man. I think he's a cult leader.
Yeah, but everyone around him is doing weird sexual things.
Yeah, because he's the cult leader. He's like a pimp cult leader.
Gross.
Who brings out the best in people.
You really think that?
Oh, my gosh. I started panicking when he put the bathrobe over her face. I was like, tiger tail, grapefruit. What's the safe word? Take it off.
Yeah, and then he cuts her little mouth out. No, I already said this. So wait, so what else? So what is, like, give me your overall view on the thing. Do you agree that Lily Rose Depp is the hottest human alive?
Oh, my God.
I think she's
gorgeous.
The hottest, sexiest, most interesting looking human.
She is the most interesting looking human.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wish I had seen her without two things. I wish I had seen her without makeup once in the whole series. And two.
0 milligrams of caffeine. Sorry. Just had to.
Oh, okay. Phew. So it's like a water.
Yeah. So
oh, okay.
Moving on. Sorry. Okay. One. Sorry.
Okay.
Back it up. Lily Rose Depp.
I wish I had seen her with, like, a fresh face. I mean, granted, she was on, like, a drug sex binge for
totally.
6
totally. Like, they kind of
so.
Made her look like,
like, very mature.
Like, sexy,
yeah.
Like, but, like, bedheady.
Like, so much lip liner and
yeah.
Shit that I go, I just want to see what she looks like raw,
mm-hmm.
Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Two, what's The Weeknd's name? Abel?
Abel.
Abel?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a fucking kicker? You never see him naked.
You don't. I didn't think you would.
Why?
Probably because he's, like...
I saw him once in a towel,
doesn't
and I was
the
like,
world to
yeah,
see
yeah,
his
yeah,
body
yeah, 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 yeah.
In the nude.
That's shitty.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there were so many Weeknd songs in that mood. That
let me ask you this: yeah, she sings too. Some of them,
she's great.
So, but hold on, was every single episode like as sexual as the first few?
she starts like getting her like her land legs towards the end of like, fuck you.
Yeah.
She's on to him. Yeah.
What's he trying to do, though? What's he trying to get out of her?
He like grooms all these little minions. Yeah. He's like, almost to the point. So her team sets up this thing where they're like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to fuck him over. We're going to get her out of this. And Divine is like, or Destiny. Destiny? I don't know.
Her assistant?
No, her manager.
Okay.
Destiny is like, I'm going to get in there. So she's like in the house with them. Yeah. Starting at episode 3.
Yeah.
But anyway, he like grooms these 4 people in his group to be like the best singers. He's kind of like Kanye in a weird way. That's what I kept thinking. But anyway. And he breaks her down. There's only one scene that I went, this is too much for me. This is grotesque
only one?
And too much. There was only, that's sad, isn't that? There was only one where I was like, this is too much. You have.
You don't feel totally violated
nope.
by it?
I do. He like violates her in front of like 30 people in a sound booth and blindfolds her and does it in front of everyone. You're just like, oh.
I do not need to see that. I'm like really shook by the 2. I won't continue. I won't continue watching it.
Why?
Well, because it's disturbing and I can't shake it. Like, it's not just like I can watch gore and horror and I don't know, almost anything. That for some reason just like really like rubbed me in this like in the wrong way. Like, and I'm obsessed with her. I think she's doing an incredible job. I could watch her all day, but there was just the tone of it and the way that, yeah, the way he, and again, she's welcoming it. It's not like a
I think
rape situation, but like, no. It's like, you know, it just, I don't know. I couldn't after, I had planned to watch the 3rd episode because I watched them like, I didn't wait till they were all out like you.
Yeah.
I was watching them week by week. And then like, I was going to watch the 3rd after the 2nd. I was like, I still feel weird. I still feel very weird.
If I had time
I didn't feel happy. Like I felt very strange. Yes, I had too much time
problem.
To process it.
That's the problem.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because
it's
like,
a bad thing for them because when you could go one to the next to the next to the next, you were numb to it.
I would have.
You're numb.
I would
to
have.
It. But
I,
then when
I,
you take
right.
a week off and you can't stop thinking about it, you're like
100%.
Eh.
I would
it's
have.
Like you were mind.
I was like really like it, yeah. It was a very gross feeling, and I'm like, and I couldn't shake it. And I remember just like I remember being excited to turn on episode 2, and then like midway to the end, like I was just like. Like I felt like gross, and I just like didn't like it. Just made me feel really not good, and so I couldn't continue on. But so I've kind of been surveying people about it. Jacques obviously last week weighed in, and he said that he thought it was disgusting too, and he's a guy, so I found that interesting. But someone else was saying to me that it's the producer Sam Levinson or whatever who's the creep and not The Weeknd who's the creep. But like, I don't know. I think
I felt
maybe
like
they're
the Weeknd's contribution to it.
Yeah.
Again, I know nothing.
Yeah.
But it was the whole thing felt like a metaphor for like stars in society and like artists.
Yeah.
And it's like he was blatantly fucking her.
Yeah.
Like fucking her over, mind fucking her.
Yeah.
And then her team was also doing that, like subliminally.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like just like,
but yes,
on the,
but
like
everyone,
behind her back, like on
everyone
the DL.
Was fucking her.
Yeah,
you know.
Uh huh.
And it's so interesting that you watch it and you go, "Well, I'm grossed out by that, like the blatant, you know."
But I never took her as like an idiot in it. She like wanted
it's
all of
such
it.
A
she was twisted because
gotta,
she wanted.
Are you going to finish it or no?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay, so at the end. Her team wins her over. She like takes over the whole house and is like, I'm going to make all of you stars. Mm-hmm. This tour is going to go back on. She finds out that Diane, the little Asian backup singer for her, brought her to the club because Tedros wanted her there.
I saw that.
And so that clicked for her. And she was like, wait, this was all a setup. So she takes her life back and is like, I'm going to make all of you stars. He can't do shit for you. Get the fuck out of my house.
What'd she do with the Asian girl then?
The record label promised her a deal and wanted to give her the Freak song.
Yeah.
And they were just like, Jocelyn has this huge comeback in the last
episode. Who's
she
trying to make stars? All of his people?
Chloe, the little weird one that's always naked bouncing around the house.
Yeah, she had a great voice.
And Zach.
Okay.
The Dennis Rodman lookalike.
Ugh, that sex scene? With
God
her
almighty.
Assistant, I did not need that.
No, I didn't need that.
Like, please, for the love of God.
And so...
Shield my sweet, innocent
so
eyes.
So she tells Hank Azaria, like, pay him to get him out of our lives. Just get him out. because they found out he went to prison. He's done this to women. He's
The Weeknd?
Captured them, tortured them. Yes.
The Weeknd? Oh, yeah.
So he spent time in prison. So Hank Azaria is like, fine, got it. So she's performing in her house for the guy from Live Nation and her manager, the whole team, and they're all like, she's back.
Yeah.
Tour is on.
Yeah.
You're fire.
Yeah.
You know? And Hank takes Tedros to the car and is like, here's $500,000. Get out of our lives. We never want to see you again.
Yeah.
And he tears up the check and he's like, she's worth way more than that. And so they're all at the first night of her tour and she's like clean and healthy, clean. It seems like. Like clean. She's not on a drug binge.
She's showered.
Uh-huh. Still smoking her Capris nonetheless. And you see Tedros show up to the front gate, like to the front booth, and is like, I think I have an artist pass. And you're like, what the fuck? And her team, it keeps cutting to her team, like in one of the suites, like being like, we destroyed his life. His life's over. His career's over. And then he's like, it's not under Tedros. And he's like, Mauricio Jackson or whatever his real name is. And they're like, oh, right here. And you're like, what? He puts on his artist pass. And then she brings him on stage and she's like, he's responsible for loving me and getting me through everything. And you're like, what the fuck?
Really?
And they kiss and it cuts. And you're just like, I just feel like I just went on a roller coaster of like emotional torture with all of you.
That's the end?
Why are you back with him?
That's the end?
Yes. With his little rat tail swinging in the wind. I'm like, Tedros is back.
Oh my God. This is a spoiler alert. We better tell people before they listen.
Your fault. What? If you haven't watched all the episodes by now.
It's whoever's
listening. You're
listening
to a podcast talking about the idol. Like, joke's on you.
Anyway, I'm obsessed with her. I need more of her in my life. But like, content that does not involve creeps. I'm glad that you, I weirdly wanted you to feel violated like I did, but I guess you don't. So,
nope.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You were like you're a little creep.
I know.
You're just a freak. Yeah. Isn't that the song?
Dollhouse is the best
song.
Yeah.
Original Sinner. Is that the name of the song? Mm-hmm. Okay.
How did they even find clothes that small? Oh, and this is what I also
The bottom
to ask.
Boob is a thing, by the way. Did you notice that?
Okay, well.
I've been noticing that around that age group. The bottom boob. It's all the bottom.
I've never seen a bottom boob in public.
I don't know how it stays there, though. It just like sits like that.
Do you think her body is attainable for someone like us?
It just sits like that. I guess it could be.
You think it's too late?
I loved her like ass and legs. I thought she like because it was like so real.
It was like soft and thick
and like
not really thick, but yeah,
it was like juicy. Yeah. It was like good.
Yeah.
But she's like super petite. Her mom is super petite, and she's like she's tiny frame. So I don't know. I mean, like she looks like she's supposed to be like that. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I like about her. She looks like she's supposed to be like that little, and she does a great job. Because another person was like. Was saying how proud of it she is, Lily Rose. She's so proud of the.
She should be.
She did an incredible job, but it's just should like be. It's just like I don't need it. Just like why I didn't watch Euphoria. A lot of people were like, it's such a great show, and I know it was like hailed by like HBO as being one of their like popular shows. I think the music was also got like won some awards, but I just don't want to watch that kind of thing about like kids being like fucked up on drugs.
No. I don't want to see people in real life
or like just being like doing weird like maybe consensual maybe not consensual. I don't know. I'm just like I'm good. I'm good.
I have realized later in my life now how uncomfortable it makes me to see people drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Such as give me an example.
Like when you can tell someone's drunk, it makes me uncomfortable.
In a show.
No, in real life.
Oh. Who can you like what when has that happened to you most recently?
It happens pretty often.
With who?
With friends I hang out with.
Oh, interesting. Have you ever thought I was drunk?
I've never seen you drunk.
This is what everybody says. It's the funniest thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, I definitely have been, but I guess I just don't go I think some people, well, I don't actually know how much certain people are drinking, but I think it affects people's speech, certain people's speech, like immediately. And I think that might be, is that what you mean? Or do you mean like full on, like not being able to stand up?
No, no. No one's like not being able to stand up.
That's what I mean. But what do you mean? Like the speech?
It's like speech. It's all slowed down. It's like,
and when they like aren't totally making like connections.
Yeah, where I go, you're wasted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, yeah.
I just don't want to feel wasted. It freaks me out.
I don't either. But I don't really hang out with anybody. I can't think of anybody who I've really seen
wasted.
Like drunk. That's why I'm asking you, like what you mean. But no, I don't like, that's uncomfortable too, because it's like sloppy and gross. I'm like, I don't want to like then I just want that person to go away.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
Get smell and salt.
So I think I already said Dominic turned 6, my youngest little boy Joey Delight. And Cotty got him a water slide, which is like literally the size of like Mount Rushmore.
It's so big.
I had to take down my child gate around the pool just to like set it up. And it like hooks up to a hose, and there's like,
I know,
like
it's so dramatic,
shooting water out the sides. But I put it together yesterday and he loves it. Last year she got him a zip line. Like a full.
Why do I get him the most obnoxious
like,
gifts?
Like it was, should be like in Costa Rica, like zip line. Like I like had to give it away like to my friend
style.
With like a, it was like resorts with like a bigger house who could like actually like put it up. But so congratulations, I think you're winning the award. I don't know what you're going to do next year to sort of compete.
Ideas.
I mean, it's you now have to keep this like adventure, extravagant theme going.
Wait till Ezzy gets home. Wait till all the boys get home.
Baby.
It'll be fun.
I think you should cancel. Your birthday dinner is supposed to be this Saturday. I really
if
want
we
you
cancel
to.
Again, I'm just going to hold off till January.
What I'm – no.
I'll do a private dinner
with
you.
Can I plead my case?
No, you may. Sure, go.
You seem like you're not even going to listen.
I'm listening.
You don't seem like you're going to take it in.
I am listening.
My thing is, you what? Said that you really wanted Mike to be in town, and now he's going to be out of town again?
No, he's in town now.
Okay, never mind then. I have no case.
He comes home at 10:30 that night.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. You're losing me and you're losing Sarah?
Sarah.
I love Sarah.
I know. She's the best.
Well.
You, Sarah.
I'm
I feel like
mage
Lisa's
FOMO.
On the verge now.
I know. Because she went out with us on 4th of July. And I think she like pretends like she drinks and like, you know, but I really don't think she drinks that often, which is fine.
No, I don't either.
Right? Like, she'll maybe, like, be like, let's have a drink, and, like, she'll, like, or she'll come over all the time and be like, can I have a beer? I'm like, a beer?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Wait, I was just going to say that, too. She always comes over. She's like, you have a beer? I'm like, what are you?
But she'll like, take, like, 3 sips and then leave it, which is fine. So, anyway, I think Lakeside, they, like, give you where we went 4th of July. They did the fireworks. They do the thing. It's the golf club. They give you the most strong drinks, and I don't even know what she had. I like was kind of
oh,
like,
oh, she saucy.
She was seemed fine to me, but then I think she was like rocked the next day.
Oh,
so she's
hungover.
Like, I think she's like, I should like, she wants like the next like week off, and I think she knows if she goes to your birthday, she's gonna be like, she's gonna like, you know,
she's
get down.
Drink.
Yeah,
Mike and I went to Disney and got so saucy.
I have no interest in Disney at all.
You do if there's a guide. It's amazing. It is so much fun.
Oh, you had a guide?
We had a guide.
A Disney guide?
Yeah.
Not, okay.
No, I don't know these like Disney shamans you guys are talking about that like.
They're kind of like actually, they're actually not.
They're like lightning pass people.
Okay. They were like third party people that most, the party people that used to work at Disney themselves.
Yeah.
Or maybe still do on other days. And they know a lot of the people who are like operating the rides and they like. Yeah, they get the fast pass for you. They just, like, really know how to navigate it. But I think it's gotten harder and harder for them to, like, operate because it's really, like, sort of, like, borderline
illegal.
But, like, it's not – but it's kinda. But it's not, like, fully endorsed by Disneyland.
Yeah, no.
So you kind of go – I've gone once where it was, like, seamless and so awesome and a fraction of the price of what it would be to hire the guides from Disney. And then I've gone other times where, like, oh, we can't do that. Or I think after COVID it got weird.
Yes.
They were, like, onto that.
A lot of things changed after COVID.
But you got the guide from Disney?
I got the guide from Disney.
Okay, so my question is, do you have to, like, pay a flat rate or can you just, like, say we want this many hours?
It's a 7-hour minimum.
Okay.
For $700 an hour. But when you
How
think about it.
How many people did you have with
10
you?
10 people. 10 people.
Okay.
So when you break it up like that, if you did 2 families, you're like, hey, do
you
want
to
go with
us?
Oh,
you can have up to 10 people.
You can have up to 10 people. So if you did 2 families of 5, each family is paying $2,500 to go to the front of the line. And you can hit up with this guide.
Yeah.
Every, well, not the dumb ones, but like all the big rides in Disney and then California Adventure, all those big rides too.
So it's like 5,000? Is that what that
it's
is?
It's about 4,900.
And then do you tip them on top of it?
I tipped like 200. I just give it to the girl.
You just gave him a French kiss.
Yes.
Okay.
It's that, really not bad when you look at it that way, of like 2,500 per family.
And 10 people. So you're talking 500 like 500 per person. Yeah. No. And in fact, that's kind of what my boys have been asking to go to Universal. And, you know, I live like basically next door. I could zip line over there if I actually if you installed your zip line. But they've been asking, and I'm like not the like, let's go to Universal impromptu. Like, no, I want to do
There's
it right.
There's no point in doing a guide at Universal.
I don't want to wait in lines.
No, they do the front of the line.
What do you mean?
It's $250 a ticket.
Yeah.
$250 per ticket, yeah. And it's VIP.
Yeah.
You just go to the front of the line. It's like being your own guide. You can only do each ride once.
Yeah.
But you go to the front of the line. There's no line. No one's doing it. And I went on Father's Day where it was like packed.
Interesting. Okay, wait. So with just the normal VIP, you can go. No, you have to go. They make you go with a group.
No, you don't. Mike and I just did it. You know what we did.
And you go to the front of the line?
Yep.
And how much is each ticket? Well, it depends on the day probably. But.
It's like you have to buy the ticket, I guess, yeah. Or if you have passes, and then it's $250. Or maybe I think the ticket with front of the line is $250. I'm not sure.
I'm going to find out. Because they do different deals of like just the – I don't want to do the movie portion.
Oh, God, no.
No, I just want to do the theme park. But so we're going, and as of now, I have that on – I have like the private tour.
Oh, you do? How much is that one?
It's – what is it? It starts at like 22 if you're just doing the theme park, 2200. And then each additional person.
How many people?
Is like 400 a person. Just our family right now. My nephews might come though. I'm gauging interest. I don't know. It's like, I feel like you kind of age out of it.
You do.
Right? But Luke is still super interested.
But it's so, Universal is so much fun because there's like, I don't know.
I think it will be. You're making me feel like it's not that much fun.
No, it totally will be. Okay. For that price, it's pretty much the same as just getting VIP, so why not get a guide? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think for the whole, I think for the five of us, it was like 2,800, 2,900?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bad. Something like that? Is that bad? Do you think it's worth it, or should I just do the other tickets?
I would investigate. Let me ask my friend. My friend that came to Disney with us, her husband works at Universal.
Yeah, ask. Because I just want it to be easy. And, I want to get the most out of the day. Yeah. I want to, like, just...
I feel like there's not a ton of rides there.
I don't know. I haven't been in forever. I remember waiting in, like, a long line for the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been forever either. But when we just went, Lola, I guess Ted and Mike have passes, then he bought Lola and I the VIPs.
Yeah.
And, like, Lola didn't go on anything. But, like, if Mike and Ted wanted to go on something, we'd give them our tickets and then pass them back.
I'll find out. But ask
find
your
out.
Friend, too.
I will.
Yeah. I don't go to theme parks often. So when I go, I'm like, I'll pay any amount to, like, not make this, like, hell.
Yeah. It is hell on earth.
Hell on earth.
But Disney was so much fun.
Ugh.
Disney gross. Was so much. It was. It was so much fun.
Did you do any of, like, did you do Pirates?
Yeah.
Ugh. I love that ride.
The Star Wars stuff is great, and then all the roller coasters. The best thing they have is that Hollywood Tower of Terror, whatever that is. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Oh, my God. Did Ted go on that?
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, my God. Do you know that?
Yes, I remember the story.
We went on. We went on and didn't know. I thought it was like, dee-dee-dee-dee, super chill ride. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, the bottom drops out from under us. And repeat continually keeps keep going up and down. Why is my tongue too big for my mouth today? You keep going up and down, up and down. Dom was, like, 3.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
3.5. But he was, like, tall, you know?
Yeah.
And he grabbed onto me and the girl next to him and was like, as he's like literally lifted out of his seat. I got off and I was like shaking. I was like, because I wasn't expecting it.
And the screen in front of you, you're like, look at that sweet little raccoon. And
oh,
it's like,
oh my God, that ride. I can't.
I was like, I don't like this.
Well, actually, I would maybe go with you next time if we do a guide again.
Oh, I'll totally do it.
Okay. But we have to get sloshed. I'm just kidding.
Well, you're going
you got
with
sloshed
me.
During the evening, not during the day, I'm assuming.
No, during the evening.
Okay.
Well, you can drink at California Adventure. So I had like a glass of duck corn around 4.
Did you do both?
Yeah.
The main park and?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can when everything. You're getting through the rides.
It's so
the
easy.
Cars ride I thought was fun. Did you do that one?
Yeah. It's my favorite one.
Last time we went, we waited in that line for like an hour and a half.
the line now during summer is like 3 hours. I'm like, forget it.
And
like,
you just walk through?
Just walk through. Well, Ted got stung by a bee, too.
It is just so messed up, though. It's like so sad for like those people. Like, it doesn't make sense for anyone.
No.
In the heat of summer, they're just like standing in that line.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, zai.
It's just in Space Mountain. You know that weird wives' tale we all heard as kids with Space Mountain?
And the kid flew off and died or something?
Oh, you heard that one. Mine was the tall guy got decapitated. So I'll never be able to ride that ride now with my head up. I'm like Crouching Tiger in it. I don't even see what's happening. I'm like
Crouching
this.
Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I was like,
well, it's so dark in there that any like wives' tale that you've heard about it could be true.
Ugh.
Right?
Wait. One of our friends who's never had COVID. Sarah.
Oh, this is her first time?
This is her first time getting COVID. She's been neurotic. And her husband's neurotic, too.
It's just like, it's going to happen. I mean,
and
it's
then
like,
she told our group text that she had COVID. It's not funny. But she told our group text, and now Annie just texted me going, creating symptoms.
Did you just see her?
Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm so glad we're all in a small room together.
Did you guys share a drink?
No.
I
don't even think we really hugged. We were 6 feet apart. I know what chairs we're sitting
in. I haven't seen Annie, and she's just like off the map.
She is living the coolest life ever.
I know. I'm sure. I'm jealous. I need to be more involved in her life.
You'll be obsessed with Matt.
Annie is Cuddy's sister, who we've discussed before. In fact, we should bring her on.
Yeah, why don't we?
She's fun.
Yeah, her boyfriend's a ganjier.
What?
It's sommelier for weed. Isn't that amazing? A ganjier, I think it's called.
Is that a term?
It's a ganjier.
Stop.
Swear to God.
No.
Swear to God. I would be awful at that job. He has to smoke different strains and he knows nothing about them. I'm like, wow.
A blind
literally
test.
Literally living in a true state of panic for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no thank you.
No thank you. Hard
but
pass.
Good for him.
Good for him is right. You have to be really
so was he
to have
always in
job.
Like that space? Because I knew he was like horticulture.
Yeah, he did horticulture and then when he moved west. He
was like weed. It makes the most sense for me. Mm-hmm. Huh, okay.
He's really good on weed too. He's like, eh.
Oh, so I dove deeper into the MSG. Remember how I was telling you MSG is actually like now they're like debunking that it's like bad for you?
Okay. Yes.
So basically, I had to get to the bottom of it, but it wasn't that straightforward. So basically, they're saying most Americans consume like 3-4 times the amount of sodium that they're supposed to, right? And MSG doesn't like years ago, like one person had said it like gives you headaches and whatever. And just sort of like because I think maybe Chinese food, they were using it, overusing it. But also like think about Chinese food. It's not just MSG. It's like oil and like a lot of Chinese food isn't like clean and going to make you feel great, right?
Yeah.
So they've done all this research that like they can't really like verify that there's any negative effect of MSG because MSG is actually like naturally occurring in a lot of foods, like cheeses. I'm telling you, it is. Okay.
I feel like you bought stock in MSG and you're trying to pitch all of us the health benefits of it.
Certain people, there are people behind, there is like an MSG campaign like that's going to be pushed.
And you're the captain?
No, I'm telling you why people are saying it's actually good for you
and
it could be healthier.
Okay
because MSG, you would have to use like an eighth of the amount of MSG, like compared to the amount of salt you would use to like, because it's not just sodium MSG, it's also like giving you like a umami flavor. Right?
Okay.
This is what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just the messenger. Okay. And MSG doesn't cause hypertension like actual
and
just
sodium
straight
does.
Sodium. So they're saying that if, you know, used like in the right way, that it could be a good alternative
to salt?
To using less salt and to flavoring foods. And like you could potentially like it could mean it's already in your home. It's already like in a lot of things. It's like in Doritos. You know what I mean?
Oh.
MSG.
But
you're not.
Is MSG liquid?
It's powder.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I always assumed it came in like a little soy sauce thing.
No. I mean, maybe. Maybe it does too. But anyways, the point is, I thought it was an interesting article. It's definitely far off from like becoming like a good guy. Because, I mean, you know, there's like Whole Foods, like it's so many people say like no MSG. But at the end of the day, it's not. It's just what people, it's like very old school thinking that it's just like such a negative thing.
You're funny with your MSG.
I don't know. I actually
You're fascinated by the MSG.
I think it's kind of interesting to think about flavoring foods and with like less sodium, but you're getting like the most out because it like enhances other existing flavors. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've just gotten to a routine of never using salt.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. It spikes my heart rate.
Oh, my God. I am a salt addict. I love salt. I would eat savory over sweet like all 100%. Day, every day. You too?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't – I guess – you know what? I think if you get used to not using salt, then I think after a certain amount of time, you probably don't want it.
Yeah.
You don't put salt on anything?
No. No, I take that back. Some things, but it's so minor.
Mm.
I don't, but you know.
But you do love a Benihana.
Holy
sodium
mother. That was panic inducing. That was panic inducing, that meal.
I took it home. You're like, who's going to eat that? I'm like, I don't know. And I was even scared to give it to the dogs. It like sat in the fridge for like 2 days and I was
the
like.
Dogs have hypertension.
I was like, dude, I don't know if this is a good thing or not.
The styrofoam came out and she's like, wrap it all up. I was like, you're leaving in the morning. What are you doing? They're like, I don't know, eggs.
But I didn't end up leaving.
I know.
I just ended up staring at that food in my fridge. Do you want to go to Erewhon after this?
No, I got a day.
Me too.
I got a day.
I got a 6-year-old checkup today.
Oh.
Not for me.
I called. What? So two things.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with these swim trunks. Samantha, not so much, but I am. There are kids' swim trunks called Capel.
From Target?
No.
Oh, God. Lord,
no.
Have mercy.
Capel. C-A-P-E-L. Shut up. I went there again. C-A-P-E-L-L-E. They're so nice.
Where'd you get them?
I don't know. Online? Mm. I don't know. Mike bought them. Isn't that weird? Mike never buys stuff for the kids. And when he does, it's like quality. You know, he doesn't buy junk like me.
Just like your diamond he got you?
Exactly. It's quality. They're so nice. And they've got little, like, tight little briefs underneath them. And a pocket for a 5-year-old in the brief, which I don't know what he's storing in that. Several pockets, like he's going to school with switchblades or something. I don't know why we had kids
swimming
would require,
with its sharks. He needs, like, a little blade inside.
But he wore these on 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And he was so comfortable. And I forgot to put the swim tank on him. Like, you know how kids wear swim shirts and they don't get sunburned?
Yeah.
The kid... Fried.
My kids won't wear those.
Fried.
They've never worn those.
Oh, well. I don't do sunblock much. And he couldn't sit down. He couldn't lay
on
anything.
Why did you not put the shirt on him? You just forgot?
I forgot.
Oh.
I gave it to another kid.
Where were you? Your house?
My house.
Who? What kid?
One of my friend's kids.
Who'd you have over?
Well, a lot of really close friends.
I wasn't invited. This is heartbreaking.
No. I knew you had plans.
Oh.
I didn't reach out to people that had plans. I wanted to keep it small, and then it ended up being, like, 14 adults.
Your brother come?
No.
Yanny?
Yes.
Oh, duh. Tuesday. That's when you saw Sarah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's
when you were at the super spreader event at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Creepy. There's a lot of pregnant chicks, too. We should probably tell them.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Yeah. Great 4th of July party.
Yeah?
We have the best 4th of July parties.
Did you see fireworks?
No, but I bought fireworks for the kids.
What do you mean? I'm like feeling really upset that I didn't have any like invitation to this party.
You chose Lakeside over me.
What did you serve for food?
Smash burgers.
Ugh,
Mike made
love.
Smash burgers.
Love.
I made two racks of ribs, one sriracha, one honey barbecue.
Okay.
We had a corn salad. We had a cookie cake.
You got one from
Milk Jar.
Milk Jar.
It was bomb.
You decided against Susie Cakes?
Matt made jalapeno poppers for an appetizer. It was such a great party. Crushed it. Ted got fried. I had a panic attack.
In the backyard, he got fried?
Got fried. And you know what the doctor told me to do?
What?
Fun little tip.
What?
Rub hydrocortisone all over him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You heard of that?
It's for burns and itches. Yeah. And
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It was gone the next morning.
Oh, wow.
Well, I put prescription hydrocortisone, which I'm not sure you should do that.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's for, like bug bites, insects.
Oh, I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
And burns. Yeah. So like if you were to get like a burn from the stove or something, it would help.
Why don't you like my swim trunks?
I like them.
Okay.
My boys, like, sometimes get fussy with the, like.
They wear, like, never Euro shorts.
They've never tried those, like, with, this is, like, a soft material, mm-hmm. but they don't like the, you know, the ones with,
the
like,
nets.
The no. netting, and then it's, like, the elastic around your leg.
Yeah, I quit a job because of that netting once.
What do you mean?
I was a lifeguard for, like, a few hours. And I thought I was just going to be able to wear a Speedo suit.
Yeah.
And, like, get a tan.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you have to wear these god-awful Tevas.
Yeah.
And men's shorts with the netted crotch. And I was like, no,
wait,
thank you.
Over the bathing suit?
Yes.
Weird.
That's what I said. So guess what? That suit came off and so did the shorts. And I said, save yourself. I am not a lifeguard today. I'm not getting a short tan all summer.
That's funny.
And like nursing shoe tan, you know, oh, with yeah. Tevas. And then I was like, if I have to save someone, I've got to go swimming in shoes. That doesn't make sense.
Well, could you not slip them off? Well, I guess you probably should.
Oh, be like, hold on, hold your breath.
Let me on Velcro.
Let me undo my sandals, oh my Jesus God. Sandals.
Speaking of ugly shoes, well, your Hokas, are those your Hokas that are on? Yeah.
Speaking of ugly shoes.
Luca's into Crocs now, and so are all his friends. And I was like, I thought we dodged a bullet. He never liked them. You know, like, when like they were all really little, I feel like the little kids were wearing Crocs.
I
avoided that, like, the plague. And I never wore them. And now he and his fifth grade friends are, like, all wearing them. And I'm like,
They're so bad. I tried to get my OB out of Crocs.
I mean,
I was like, can we get you a pair of, like, Allbirds or something? He's like, I can't wear that. I was like, why? Why Crocs?
What's crazy to me is how, like, they can actually, like, run in them and do stuff in them. They seem, like, so clunky
and weird.
It's
so dangerous. It's really dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all into them. So I sent Luca a care package because he's at camp in Canada.
Oh, and you sent him Crocs?
No, he took Crocs. But I found, it was hard to, like, find things to send him because they were like, you can't send food. I told you this.
Yeah.
You can't send, like, obviously no electronics. I'm like, here's a cell phone and a thing of whiskey.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I thought of something you should have sent him.
Well, I found these headlights and taillights for Crocs that you, like, put on the Croc. And I think, like,
that's amazing.
He's going to be psyched.
He's going to be psyched.
And then, I don't know.
I thought you were getting the little jewels that are like Hot Boys Summer and popsicles.
I actually ordered those and they
Yoda.
Came. They came. Their one was like an In-N-Out French fry.
Oh, that's cute.
And I was like, these are way too baby. I thought like he would think they were funny, like to like. But yeah. I'm like, okay, no, I sent them back. I'm like, I can't.
The headlights is good.
The headlights I thought was good. I got him like a Would You Rather book.
Oh, so good.
So good. That new Phil Knight shoe dog book, the guy who started Nike.
Okay.
They did like a youth edition, which I thought, okay, that's kind of, he's okay. Super into shoes. So like, that's good. What else did I put in there? Uno. And then like 10 Korean sheet masks.
And the Idol on DVD.
And then and then just like still shots of Lily Rose Depp. No, but the
still
Duran's
shots
like,
of Lily. Duran's
like, he's not going to do sheet masks. I'm like, maybe him and his like bunkmates want to do sheet masks.
They might.
They might.
There was a dad.
Cute, though. Come
that's
on.
So cute.
There Praise a, me. Praise no. me.
So you need to get this for your boys.
What?
So we set up after we saw Super Mario Brothers in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you were going to tell me that I need should have
yes,
put in?
Yes, yes.
Okay, tell me.
So I got the old school Super Mario. No, old school Nintendo.
Yeah. Love it.
From eBay or Etsy
or
something.
Oh, you got like a real old school
I
one.
I got a real
Because
Nintendo.
They did do a revamp of those games and they have a new console.
It sucks.
Okay, okay.
But they have just a controller now, this size
yeah.
of an iPhone.
Yeah.
Has a screen in the center, AB on the side, and it's just a phone that you play Super Mario Brothers on. Old school, number one. It's so much fun.
Where did you get it?
I didn't buy one yet.
Oh. Where do you get it? Like Target?
I don't know. I'm going to find it.
It's a phone that just has Super Mario? Well, I couldn't have sent that anyway.
Maybe you could snuck it in.
No, I can't. They said that kind of like the anything electronic or food related would be confiscated immediately.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to show you a picture.
They're literally on a canoe trip, a 3-day canoe trip right now.
Ugh, he's going to get burnt. Game Boy is also a good idea.
Game Boy was fun.
Game Boy was fun.
I used to play Tetris on Game Boy.
I don't know where you buy this damn thing. Oh, here it is. Holy mother. Never mind. No one's getting this in my house.
Why? How much is it?
It's $1,100.
What? Who had it?
My friend. You know Megan?
Yeah.
The Southern Megan?
Yeah.
Her husband had it.
Let me see it. Let me see what it looks like. Interesting.
You're intrigued, aren't you?
It's interesting. So Ezra, my middle 9-year-old, is with my sister in New York, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York tomorrow to pick him up. But yesterday she called me and I think she was like having a meltdown because she's been trying to like go so hard, so big, like in like, you know, just do everything imaginable with him in New York.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm like, she's like, I don't know if he's having fun. You know, he's like an old man. He has like the mentality of an old man.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's having fun. Like, I think Sid's annoying him. And I'm like, look, he would be at home on his iPad.
Yeah.
Half the day if he was here. Like, whatever you're doing, it's totally enough. Don't stress yourself out. She's just like, you know, going crazy because she's trying to like make every single moment like this, like so big and, you know, and it's cute. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't have to go that hard. Yeah. Like the entire time for like 8 days that he's there.
That's too much.
Too much.
When do you go to pick him up?
I'm going tomorrow morning.
What, by yourself?
I'm taking my boyfriend, Dom.
Oh, wow.
I have a hotel, so I'm going to stay for a few days and get to see my sister, but I'll probably move over to the hotel with me.
That makes most sense.
Yeah, but we're going on a little escapade. But Duran is going to be home by himself with no kids and no me, just the dogs, which is kind of like also entertains me to think of him having to take care of the dogs by himself for 4 nights.
That's kind of amazing.
I know. I'm like, what will you do? He's like, there's no sports on. I don't know. I'm like, if there were sports on, it would be his ultimate dream to just sit there all day with no shade from me.
No.
Just like literally vegging out, watching the sports, but there's no sports on, so I kind of think it's funny.
He should watch The Idol.
I'm done. I am done with it. I can't believe you're not more disturbed. It really makes me question like who you are as a human. Yeah, like your soul.
I'm a super freak.
Mm-hmm. Will you learn the routine? All right. Well, you know, have fun at your dinner that I'm not going to be at. It's going to be
really
offensive.
It's going to be so amazing.
I know. I feel like I haven't been out with you like in years.
You chose that.
I know.
You dropped me like a bad habit for your kids. So it's the bed you lay in.
Well, I guess we'll touch base. We'll touch base
again.
I'm
going to take so many pictures.
You're going to post like a million pictures of you having the time of your life.
Little crab legs as cockroach antennas. I'll be like, look at us eating everything. You're missing it. I'm getting my hair done.
Are you having a lobster?
No. Uh-oh. Oh. I don't need that cholesterol. That's too much.
Really?
No one deserves lobster.
Why?
That's too much cholesterol.
I love lobster.
Your heart
all shellfish.
Says otherwise.
All shellfish, like cholesterol.
No, lobster, I think, is the worst.
Mm. All right. Well, enjoy your steak. I'll be in New York.
My staycation.
Oh, wow. And then Luca's back Thursday. My sweet little Luca.
Wait, are you driving to get him?
No, I'm now sending Duran back to Canada to get him.
Oh, and he was fine with that?
Not really, but it doesn't make sense to schlep like all the kids. You know what I mean?
You're already on that side.
I know, but the thing is, it's 3 hours away from Toronto by car.
F that camp. I'd be done with that camp. I think you can take him somewhere in like Agoura Hills and just drop him.
I know, but I think this looks really cool.
You're a nut. All right.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.